Blood Doll Anthology. Judith. Read by D. Arbacascus. I have always been a terrible musician. I blame it on my terrible taste in music. My latest obsession is Taylor Swift. From albums sent me on burned compact discs from Esther. I hate how music has disappeared from people's homes. Records were fine, as were cassettes and compact discs. But then the music you owned yourself vanished. You needed a phone to beg a company somewhere to send you a cut-down version of a song, and my ears are very sensitive. A whole society lost control of its music, and I have to beg Esther for any pop artists with music made after 2008. I used to be in more music scenes, always in the back row of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, or the Ramones, or the Cars, which I hate, but that's irrelevant, in some punk club. Music was accessible then. Today, I hang out in the rafters or VIP boxes of Soto clubs to hear what the kids are into these days, and I can't handle all 100 of the gecks, no matter how many mushrooms I hand out to the kids around me. Then Esther tells me that Taylor Swift is coming to Seattle. In person. At one of the stadiums. The one to the south. Whatever company has branded it now. I am not known for my squeals. If anything, I'm known for causing them. Both pleasurable and otherwise. But Swift's arrival is enough to have me emitting my own. Of course, long gone were the days when I could pay anyone to stand in line for tickets, and they sell out online in seconds. And I quickly determined that none of the scalpers had tickets for the VIP box seats in which I needed to hide. Esther informed me I had to suck it up and talk to someone who can help. The worst person who I never wanted to speak to without my full complement of soldiers ready to throw down. Gloria. We met in a small bar by the waterfront that we had to break into after hours. Gloria thought she was being clever by arriving an hour early, but I had already been there for two. I will not be stood up. Everything is a power play. Gloria poured herself a shot of something and offered to get me a drink, but no. I had 2 hours to myself and emptied the bar of my favorite cocktails already. I'm good. We got down to business. I can sneak into Gloria's private box at the stadium, provided I stand for the entire concert. The terms are not negotiable. If I can grow mushrooms in my belly, I can have the patience to stand that long. I retorted that I will stand, provided that Gloria lets Esther come in tow, and that Gloria provides refreshments. In return, I agreed to look away exactly once the next time Gloria tries to smuggle in something for which Erlyn would typically demand a tax. Usually drugs. The night of the show, the link is packed. The roads are packed. The parking garages are packed. People are renting out their apartments' driveways as parking. The streets are packed with Swifties and t-shirt salespeople. The turnstiles are packed. I am very good at sneaking, but the stadium has nowhere to hide. I covered myself in a hoodie and face mask and grudgingly joined the crowd, having no idea how to reach Gloria's VIP box otherwise. I will suffer for my Swift, and then who knows who will suffer for me?